Darushin Shlomat Tirin. So the reason why the Gemara gets into it is this very difficult brisa. Echad beitzah shenol b'Shabbos, echad beitzah shenol b'Yom Tov, ein metaltan oso. Lalach zbos a kliv lo smoch ba kari hamita. Avakol fales a kliv b'shil shol tishaver. But a beitzah that's nolid b'Shabbos, or Yom Tov, you can't move it for any reason. Lo l'tzarech, lo l'chzos zbos a kli, or any for any purpose that's really b'tzarech gufo below. Of a kofal as a kli b'shul tishaber, that you're allowed to move a kli for its purpose. That Rashi points out in his Shabbos, that's only a chiddush according to Reb Nechemiah, who says you're not allowed to move other things, even for muksa things. Forget the muksa thing, you can't even move a basket to cover it over. And then there's an important tells over here on the top of Amud Aleph that discusses, extrapolates from there, that according to our halacha, that we can move kelim for muksa, but when we do move muksa, let's tzarech gufo l'tzarechem kombo, you can continue moving it and put it wherever you want. There's a lot of halachic implications that tells us. The sveika asura and a suffik beitza shindolda b'shiyanta b'shabbos is asur. The inis arav be'elef kulin asuras. Not only is the sveika asura, but if it gets mixed into 1,000 other things, let's say for now other beitzos, so then they all are asur. The inis arav be'elef, this is partly what Tosos discusses about, is that going on the the Safik Beitza or the Vade Beitza? Kulin Asuras, he discussed it at a later point about Acheros Bacheros. Then the Gemara says, Bishmal Rabba, Darum Bishum Hachana, Habisika Daresa, Chosagarasa Lachomra. If you hold like the four answers that we've seen, like Rabba, the issue here is Hachana, and the Gemara quotes Psukim for Hachana, Hachana's Daresa, Sabagarasa Lachomra. El Rabiosa Rabiyitzak, and why we leave out of Nachman is what Tosis Yishan discusses on the side of the Gemara, but according to Rabiosa Rabiyitzak, that it's a Xera of Peros Hanosh and Mashkim Shizavu. So it's Safik Darabban and Lakula. So the Gemara says, no, we're not really talking about a Beit Shalom Yom Tov, totally different topic, Safik Chefa. Then the Gemara says, we're talking about Safik Chefa, then the next part of the Beit makes no sense. This Arab Elf Kulin Asuros, even our Bishop Safik given the Safik Chal, we Davish Shalom Matirin, Chal Davish Shalom Matirin, I feel about a little battle. But if it's a Safik Chefa, then it's a Davish Shalom Matirin, it's a battle. Right? It's like a regular rule of Bittel. So the Gemara introduces that if you're talking about a Beit Shalom Yom Tov, we don't really get why Sveik Asura at this point, but we do get why. It's not batal. Why is it not batal? Because of the principle of davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batal. What is a davar sheyesh lo matirin? To simply translate, anything that's going to become mutter later on, right? It has a matir, and there are different forms of that. If you look in the Gemara in the Darim on Ayin Dalet, I think, but the Gemara in the Darim, not where you saw the Ram Nun Beis, the Ram quoted the Gemara and the Darim, it lists other things that are Darvish Yishlam Atir, not exactly like Beitzah Shenol Debiyantif, because there's really two forms of Darvish Yishlam Atir, and there's something that's going to come Mutter on its own, like a Beitzah Shenol Debiyantif. The only thing that you need to make that Beitzah Mutter is to wait till Havdalah. As soon as Havdalah comes in, it's going to be Mutter. But then you have things like Tevel and a Neder, which Yishlam Matir, and more literally, that it needs a Matir. It doesn't become Mutter automatically. But if you took a nether, and then you had a reason to undo your nether, so you could go to the Chacham, and he's going to undo your nether. So it's us right now. It could become mutter. It's not going to come mutter automatically. It comes mutter through a process. And let's say Tevel, if Tevel gets mixed into something, there's also a way to fix that, and that's by taking the Truma. There might be differences, lahalacha, between those two types, but that's discussed in Siman Kof Beis. Maybe we'll touch on some of those things. But that's the basic concept. So now, it's important to keep in mind, we'll get back to this point, that the Gemara here is saying we get why it's not batel, we still don't get why it's safek asura. If we're dealing with a beit shenol debiyantif, then we understand why it's not batel, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, even though it's a derabanan, but we can't get why it's safek asura according to Rabbi Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, because safek derabanan lakula. We're going to move off of that, but for the safek chefa, we get why it's safek asura, we don't get why it's not batel. For the beit shenol, we know why it's not batel. At this moment, we don't know why take a sura until we get to Dalam and Aleph. So what is the concept of Darvish Yishlo Matir? And Rashi here says simply, Afilu be'elef lo batal, afal gav demi daraisa chad betray batal. Don't think this is a principle of Minatorah, everything's more or less is batal. There's nothing that's going to stop bitel chad betray. As long as you had one piece of beitza shenol debiyantif and two other beitzos mutaros, they're batal v'rov. Right, that's a classic case of rov, achay rab nahatos. Achmar rabbanon, the Rabbanan said, let's be machmir, since you don't lose so much anyway, what do I lose? I lose the ability to eat it today. How much do I really want to eat this pizza so badly I could wait to have my scrambled eggs on Sunday morning after Shabbos. I don't, or let's say Yontif. On Motzi Yontif, I don't need to eat my scrambled eggs right here on Yontif. I'll wait and I'll eat something else. Why do I really need the eggs? So why eat it Be'eser when I can wait tomorrow through Heter? Parenthetically, based on this Rashi, there's a very famous tzlach in the beginning of the Masechet, I think it is. I think it says it a few times. It's like his big thing. But he says it, on the Tosos, Beis Amar Aleph, about the chilek between Tiltol, first Tosos. The Tzlach says that if you take Rashi's Svara, this gets quoted in a few places. If you take Rashi's Svara, that's Achat Tachlana Beis, Tachlana Behet, that only applies to Achila. But he says, let's say Tiltol, so Tiltol will never say Davar Sheish Lamatir and is not butler, is usher. Tiltol, let's say in terms of a suffix, Tiltol will always be matter. Why? Because you can't say the sar acha tachlan abes or tachlan abheter. That only works for an achila. When I only have one opportunity to eat it, why eat the egg today? Eat it tomorrow. But if I want to be metaltal this muksa, so you can't say to me, well, don't move it right now because you're going to be able to move it tomorrow. Each tiltol is seen as an independent action. You know, there's unlimited amounts of them. So you can't say, oh, I'm going to restrict your tiltol right now because acha tachlan abheter tomorrow, but I want to be metaltal right now. And it's not my own right. The egg, you only have one chance to eat it. So we'll tell you, you might as well wait. But the tiltal that I'm going to do tomorrow can't affect the tiltal that I'm going to do today. So we can't say, oh, since you can move it around tomorrow, don't move it around today. But today I have my own reasons, my own tzarech to move it around today. And achil, that is somewhat true. Like the poskim say that if it's going to get ruined, the egg, let's say the egg is going to spoil, then you're allowed to eat it today. It's only if I have the equal balance of 100% eating today, 100% eating tomorrow, eat it tomorrow. But tiltal, each one is taken independently, right? I can't, if you restrict my tiltal right now based on that I can move it later tonight, but that's not the same, it's not the same moving. I want to move it now for this reason to this place. So that's what the Tzach says based on Rashi, and it says in other places you can take a look. But Rashi's basic svar is, Acha tachlenu be'isr, tachlenu beheter, and his Lashon is, Lo yachlenu be'isr al yedei bitul. So that's a very striking Lashon, right? That seems to imply that bittul is called an iser, and we'll see why that's a little bit problematic. But so that's Rashi's far. And Rashi's far seems to work very nicely, and that's going to also work even nicer as the Gemara continues, because the Gemara is going to explain why, in the end of the day, we had a problem. Right now, we understand that it's not batel, but tzfeiko asura. What happened to the rule of safek derabanan lekula? So how come we can't be makel on that? So the Gemara ends up saying that the same rule of derav sheish lamatir and that precludes bittul also precludes Safik Darabatim Lekula. And Rashi says in Amud Aleph, Rav Ashi Amar Li'olam, towards the middle of that Rashi, Hadik Tani Vesvika Asura, Safik Yantav Safik Chol. You don't have to come on the Safik Trefa, that it's an Isser Daraisa. Aye, but you asked that Safik Darabatim Lekula. Hachaz Lidin Lechumra, Ho Yishlo Matir Lemachar. Since it's Yishlo Matir, we're going to say Safik Darabatim Lekula, Lechumra, and Rashi says, the next Rashi, for the same reason that we're machmir on bittul, we're going to be machmir on safek also. We don't say bittul, and we don't say safek derabanan lekula. Two rules that we normally apply that are matirim, that are heters, we don't say them in this Beit Shana Leviantav, that's davar sheish lamatirim, for the same exact reason. That is what the Gemara introduced here on Dalet. But what about in that stage in Gimel Amud Beis, where before we introduced Dalet, we were stuck at a moment, and we seemed to be okay with the fact that it's not batal, even though Sveika Asura. So if Rashi says it's Mehai Taima, so how come in one split second, when you freeze frame the Gemara, we were okay with saying that it's not batal, even though we would still apply the rule of Safik Derabanan Lekula. So that's why the Tzlach, it's important to point out, even without the Tzlach, there are two perspectives on what the Pshat is and why Davar Sheish Lamatirin is not Batel. But what's so beautiful about the Tzlach is that he reads it very nicely into the Shakta V'Tarya. And he says, let me just find the place. He says, what's with this split at this moment? Where is it? Are you guys looking at it? Where is it? Okay, right here. Yeah, so he says right here, Sveikit Rabbanim Chasuk Rabbanim Lekula. He says, Fiza Tzarech Tam, Lam Lenin Bittel Verov, Havi Nichalei, the Gam B'der Rabbanim Lo Mahani B'der Vashish Lamatirin, but we're still bothered by Sveika Asura. Lenin Sveika Hayekoshalei, Vol Havi Nichalei Lahachim B'tam B'der Vashish Lamatirin. If Rashi is really right that it's Mehai Taima, then how come we didn't realize that whatever the Svar is for Darvashish Lamatirin should equally apply to Sveikos and to Bittel? And he says, because of the Ran. Because the Ran and the Darim gives a different reason for why Davar Sheish Lamatirin is not Batal. And what's that? It's going to take a little bit of background, and then hopefully we'll get back to Rashi and try to explain the whole story. But what's this Ran Nedarim? So the Gemara Nedarim, not the main Gemara, it happens to be the main Gemara of Darvish Shlom Atzirin is in Nedarim, but another Gemara in Nedarim that talks about Darvish Shlom Atzirin, the Mishnah says that a Neder is Batel B'mino, and Eino Batel, and is not Batel B'eino Mino. So just quickly, just a quick background for everyone not familiar with the different types of mixtures that we have in Yerodea that we apply the rules of Bitl and Taroves. So you can make a box chart. There's four types. There's min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, and then within min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, there's lach b'lach yavish b'yavish. So just to give the rules different, to give examples. So tarovis min b'mino would be, let's say, beitza shenol de b'yantif that gets mixed in with two other perfectly good beitzas that were nolay last week. So then you have that's a tarovis yavish b'yavish. It's dry, right? They're not mixed together where you can't distinguish anymore each one individual as an individual unit. Right, they maintain their individuality. Each one is a beitza, and you can't tell them apart. But it's min b'mino; it's the same exact min. And then min b'she'eino mino, yavish b'yavish, would be it's a harder case to find because you could normally distinguish them by look. But the post can give a few examples. But min b'she'eino mino, yavish b'yavish would be where you have two different foods, not a beitza and a beitza, two different foods. That get mixed together, but they have two different. Let's say they have two different tastes, but they may look very similar. So two get something that mixed together again, yavish b'yavish, and then that needs shishim midurabanan. Right, min haTorah it's batel chad betray, but midurabanan or machmir to need shishim. Then you have the two types of tarovis where it's lach b'lach, which literally means wet, but what it really means is that they're so mixed together it's indiscernible anymore. Each one is an individuality, and you have those also min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino that you could scramble the eggs up and then that mix them all together in a bowl. That's lach b'lach min b'mino. Now if the eggs get mixed in with flour or something, that would be min b'she'eino mino. So the Mishnah Nedarim says that if I have a neder that I say I'm not going to eat wine, drink wine, and they get mixed in with mino, let's say other kosher wine that I didn't take a neder from, then it's going to be not batel. But if it gets mixed in a dish that has other ingredients, then it's going to become batel b'no sein tam with shishim. So the Mishnah says that a neder, if it gets mixed in with its type, same type of thing, it's batel. It's not batel, sorry. Right, min b'mino. But min b'she'eino mino, if it gets mixed in with a tavshil, gets mixed into a soup of chicken or something, so then as long as there's 60 times the soup to the wine, it's mutter, even though it's a neder. And as we learned, the neder is a darvish shel matirin, and that's what the Gemara says in a number of places. The Darvish Yishlam Atirin included in that is a neder, and they're not batel. So the Ran says, we'll leave out why he's trying to explain this. There's a very difficult riff in different context about Recha, about if you cook bread together with other foods and the smell infuses the bread, so why there's a difficult riff, but the Ran is trying to explain why this should be so. Especially if we have Rashi's idea, Acha Tachlano Besar Tachlano Beheter, we'll get back to Rashi, but seemingly we shouldn't distinguish. If Chazal said midirabanan that every taroves is considered beisser, and we'd prefer to avoid that isser, wait till tomorrow, so that should be true in any type of mixture. And whether or not the eggs are mixed in with the same exact type of eggs, or whether or not the eggs are mixed in with flour or a soup, it shouldn't make a difference. We should be machmir acha tachlan beisser. So the Ran is so bothered by this distinction between min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino that he has to come up with a new reason why davar sheish l'matirin is not batal. And he says is based on a machlokas tanayim in the Gemara Menachos and Daf Chaf Beis, I think. And Daf, let's see. Daf Chaf Beis, yeah. So the Gemara Menachos and Daf Chaf Beis, another rule of Bittel, has a machlokas of Yehud Nechamim by the following pasuk. V'lakach midama par midama sayer, and an Yom Kippur, you put on the Mizbeach. So the pasuk says that I take the dam of the par and the sayer and I do the zrikas adam bifnim the kohen gadol. So the Gemara points out that the pasuk calls it both dam par and dam sayer, even though I already mixed them together in the same bowl. And the Gemara says everybody knows that the dam par is so much bigger. How much the cow is much more blood than a goat, and we still call it dam par v'dam sayer. If we really were following the rules of Bittel, it shouldn't be called dam par v'dam sayer. It's only the dam of the par. Because the dam of the par was mevatel, the dam of the sayer. So Rabbi Yehuda says the fact that the Torah does that and still calls them both par and sayer must mean that it's not batel. Why not? Because it's min b'mino. Min b'mino is not batel. blood and blood, you can't, if it's the same exact min, it's not batel, minat Torah. There's no such thing as bitl min bimino, and the Chum say it's not true, min bimino is batel, and the only reason there the Torah still calls it is because things that go on the Gabi and Mizbeach, if it's both have a mitzvah to go on the Mizbeach, then they can't be mevatel each other. What's the explanation from the Rabbanan's opinion is not for now. So the Ran focuses on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that min bimino is not batel. So what's the svara for that? And now we're going to introduce our first, there's going to be two major yesodos that come out of the sugya of how we understand bitl, based on Rashi and the Ran. But the Ran's going to choose the first major point. And the Ran says the whole idea of bitl is that two things clash each other, right? His very interesting, important, beautiful lashon. His lashon is, taima mishum, what's pshan Rabbi Yehuda? Taim mishum, the min bimino, lo batel, lefisha, kol davar shu dome lechaveiro, eno machlisho mivatlo. Alamamido mechazko. Anything that are two things that are similar to each other, when they join together, so that instead of one overpowering the other, they join forces, and now they have a partner. He has a partner in crime, where they're able to strengthen each other. So if they're so similar, they can't be mevatel each other. They're mechazik each other. Mishimachi svirle Rabbi Yehuda, the memina lo batel, lefishu kol davar shu dome lechaveiro. Sorry, but kulo asir the memina lo batel. It's right because the whole point of bittel, says the Ran, is clash. The way bittel works is that when there is a clash, then the bittel kicks in. The bittel is not just magic that it's going to kick in automatically. It's the fact that two things are clashed to each other and we're forced to determine it has to have some status. It has to be something. When the clash is created, then because we're forced to give it a halachic criteria, what is it going to be? So then due to the clash, we're going to have to say, okay, we'll follow the rov opposed to following the miyad. We won't let the miyad overpower the rov. We'll have the rov overpower the miyad. That can only be true if they're fighting, if they're clashing. Min bimino, says Rabbi Yehuda, they're not clashing. And now he does an even greater move. So then if that's true, and such a good svara, so how do we understand the Rabbanan? That even min bimino, forgetting the case of the blood and the Mizbeach, but you know, non-kosher wine and kosher wine, mix them together, shouldn't it be true that they support each other? And the non-kosher wine adds to the kosher wine, and they're mechazik each other, and we should view it as one mixture of wine, and we're not forced to give it a definition due to the clashing. We'll say, well, there's non-kosher wine in there, so you can't drink it. So the Ran comes on to what we call the halachic man svara. And that is that if you view the world with eyes of halacha, then you'll realize that there's a clash going on. You're right, wine and wine. But how could you say that kosher wine and non-kosher wine are just wine and wine? If you were looking at it through its, you know, halachic makeup, then you realize that there's no bigger clash than this. So he says, what's the machlokas? Well, the Rabbanan say, I don't hold to this. The mikomako min bimino the iser v'heter in domen zelazeh. Came in the chad iser v'chad shari. Yeah, they look similar. They're both wine. One's mutter, one's aser. Ein roy lelech acher dimyono be'etzem. Don't look at the way it appears to be in reality with your eyes. Ela acher chilukan be'iser v'heter. Follow their halachic makeup. One's aser, one's mutter. And the Rabbanon hold that the Rabbi Yehuda holds that we only follow that. That's basically the machlokas. They all agree to this yesod that bittul is all about clash. What's the clash? Is the clash in, as the Ran's lashon is, the dimyon be'etzem, the reality of how you view it, wine and wine, and then there's no clash, or what's behind the scenes, not seen to the naked eye, but seen to the halachic eye of their halachic clash? That's their machlokas. So then he explains, if that's true. That's step one, the whole idea of bittul. Step two is why bittul is going to be suspended in Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. If the whole idea is the clash and they're abundant to hold to the halachic clash, well, maybe if you have very far vision of halachic eyes, we could stop and see where the halachic clash will no longer continue. And if I have something that's right now usser, but will eventually become mutter, either on its own or through an actual matir, so can we really view them as halachically being clashing? Since it's going to be mutl acher zman, right now in terms of the clash, it's not clashing so strongly anymore with iser because it has the potential in it to become mutter. And he says, remember that lashon, not to rabbanon. The Rabbanan were tilted, turned, Mishum Chumra the Rabbi Yehuda, they followed the Chumra Rabbi Yehuda, the Kevin Sh'ein Dabar Zeh Chalak Min HaHeter Legamrei V'Esser V'Heter, it's not really Halachic Clash anymore, Sh'afu Sofu Lios Nitar, Kamo, they share a similarity, they're going to both end up being Mutter, so then there's no more clash. I mean, Sh'einu Batal B'Mino. But then, so now that's step two. The idea of Darvish Yishlom Matirin is not like Rashi, which we'll need more explanation what that means, that don't eat it be'isser, but the principles of bittul fall away. The whole idea of bittul is a clash. If it's going to become mutter tomorrow, they are not clashing. Even though they're clashing today, we have the ability to look towards the future. Needs understanding how, why do we jump to the future? Let's live in the here and now. So we'll see. So therefore, Darvish Yishlom Matirin is not bittul. Now we can understand beautifully the third step, why that rule is only true on min b'mino. But if the Darvish Yishlom Matirin, the wine of a neder, gets mixed in with soup, so then the Rabbanan ignore their halachic man svara. Leave it alone. Okay, say that they're exactly the same halachically. But then they go back to the beginning. They still clash. Okay, so they're not clashing anymore on the halachic level. But they're clashing on the physical reality level. One soup and one's wine, so then bittul's allowed to climb back in, and we could say that even though it's a Darvish Yishlom Matirin, it's going to be bittul, because even though they're not clashing on the halachic level, because we can look to the future that it's going to be mutter tomorrow, they're clashing on the reality level, that one's soup and one is wine, and therefore bittul applies. That's the Ran's beautiful explanation, and he does also explains very nicely the problem, the riff, that if you want to take a look at, you could look at. So what I said, what's this, the question that I raised, what's this future looking svara? So the question is how strong of a question that is. According to most people who learned this Ran, it's not such a strong question because it's just a din d'rabbanan. Minatora, of course it's batal. We don't really look to the future of Minatora. Minatora, in the Torah's eyes, we treat this as a dvar iser, as it is right now. We live in the here and now. And the Rabbanan said, because it will be future, we'll meet the Rabbanan. We don't like this similarity, so we're going to treat it like it's not clashing. But the Chasam Sofer and a tshuva in Yeraday and Simon Salivav, and he goes back, and there's other tshuvas where he doesn't seem to say like this, so he goes back and forth about this, and Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Parashat Avodah Zarah says the following point, that they think that, and Simon Salivav, I think, it's on the sheet, but Simon Salivav, so I think, in Yeraday, in the tshuvas, he thinks this Ran is as far as Araisa. He has a stira, he has a stira in Ran, there's a tshuvas around about when we say bittul and two things that are basically seem to say that we do say bittul were two things that are mutter together. There's a way out, he has a way out of it, but he says this far of the Ran is a din daraisa, which is pretty shocking that basically that concept of Rashi Shlomo Atir inu bittul is not what Rashi said, that it's only midirabanan, and that minatora this is not bittul. Lahalacha, if you look in Shachar Kafbeis, we do not seem to accept that, but because we'll be making in certain cases. But then that question becomes even stronger. Then it's hard to understand why we view the matir now. It's right now with usher. So you have to say something of the fact that because that just the Torah views them as categorically totally different types of isurim. It's not that right now it's usher, tomorrow to me mutter, we can look towards tomorrow. Even now, it's isur is viewed as a totally different type of isur, you know, maybe more of an isur gavra, because it has the ability to become hutard either on its own or through a matir la'achar's man. So for them, it's a more difficult to the Ran why we would jump towards the future. Okay, so now that's the Ran Svara. The problem with the Ran Svara is the Gemara in Beitz and Daf Dalet that says, which Rashi said, for the same exact reason that we're machmir to not say bittul, we're machmir to not say suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. So how does this follow? The whole reason why with Darvish Yishlom Matirin is not bittul is because this whole fancy clash idea. So therefore, if you have a suffik d'rabbanan l'kula, but if it's a suffik in Darvish Yishlom Matirin, then we're not going to say suffik d'rabbanan l'kula because of this clash idea. There's no carryover. You can't compare the two. So that's a little bit of an issue that's raised in the Ran. That's what the Tzlach says. That's why we were okay in this stage of the Gemara thinking that they're not bittul, but we'd be machmir of Sveikos because we're going with the Ran. So the Ran's only as far as bittul, not as far as suffik d'rabbanan. When the Gemara jumps over to Rav Ashi, then we come on to the Svar of Rashi. So I'm not really sure, you'd have to be very creative to try to figure out a way to use the Ran Svara for something to a Baran Lakula. And that's why most of the Achronim think that the Ran has to accept Rashi b'miksas. He doesn't disagree with Rashi's idea of Achi Techlen Abis or Techlen Abheter. He just thinks that doesn't do justice to explain the distinction between Min B'mino, Min B'sheino Mino. But overall, he accepts the idea that why use a special heter or kula now when you could be machmir later on, so don't apply something to a button on the kula, just wait the day out. But for bittul, he comes on to his svara. That's one way of saying it. And Rav Elchanan here in Beit says it a little bit differently. He says that there's two things going on in every takana de rabbanan. There's why Chazal were worried about this and they made a takana, and then there's once they made the takana, how they set it up, how they formulated it, how they modeled it. So why Chazal decided to not allow bittul and sveikos in Darvish Yishlom Matirin is Rashi. Everyone agrees to that. all the Ron's saying is, well, where did they find precedent? Where's the Ke'in D'Oraisa? Where's the Kol HaTikun D'Rabbana and Ke'in D'Oraisa Tikun? Where did they find such an idea that we should be Machmir and Darvashish L'Matirin? Like, they made that up out of nowhere? They should have just... Where did they get that, that we should follow that criteria? Someone that's going to come up to maybe call it something else. So that's what the Ron's explaining. Our criteria of where we modeled Darvashish L'Matirin after is Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, the Dama Par, Dama Sayer, Mimimino, is not Pata. So if you want to be a strict Ron person and ignore something like Rabban L'Kula, you're going to have to... Gonna have to take some work on that, or maybe reject or say that's the machlokas or Rashi and the first day over here, and then we only accept that. But that's hard to believe. So that's the run. Now back to Rashi, to the contrast that it's Acha Tachlanu Bes Tachlanu Beheter. So the upside of Rashi is we can easily explain subject to Rabbanan Lekula. The difficulty in Rashi is to grasp our heads around what is this idea. What do you mean? Don't eat it, Be'isser. It's a steer of Minei Bein Rashi. Rashi says, I forgot to be the right to chad betray batal. The Rabbanan said that it's be'isser. How could that be be'isser? And we'll strengthen the question. The post can bring down, I think it's in your day in Simon Kuf Tezvav around there. It's not in Hilchas Tarovis or Basar B'chalav, we'd expect it to be. But I think it's in Hilchas Bishal Akum. Somewhere later in your day, Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Torah's Chatas, which is a very important earlier sefer on these topics of bittel and Basar B'chalav and Tarovis. And Torah's Chatas says that if a person, if there's a case of taroves where it's mutter, right, it's batel b'shishim, and it's totally batel, there's no question about it according to the shach and the taz, according to everybody, it's totally batel. A person says, I want to be machmir upon myself and not eat this. I'm not going to rely on bittel barov, and it compares it. There's a gemaras that talk about behemah shaharu bo chacham, that when it comes to hilchos treifos, there's a precedent that even though a chacham gave a psak that this treif was mutter, because there was a suffix raised about this animal, and it wasn't just clearly black kosher off the bat, but we had a suffix about it, and even though the chacham was matir it, there's a concept in the Gemara talks about that you know, Hasidim say that a behema shahur bo chacham, they're not going to eat, even though technically it's mutter. So the Torah's Chata says, can we apply that same concept to bittel? Technically it's mutter, the Torah said, achar amahatos and min b'shein amino, which needs shishim, so it's totally bittel, the time's gone, there's nothing to worry about. So the Torah's Chata, Pesach Tshuva quotes the poskim, it says that someone can't say that, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to be machmir. And I don't recall if it's the Torah's Chatas or I don't recall if it's Torah's Chatas or the Achorim later, but someone definitely says this, I don't remember where one stops and the other one starts, that Akidekach, you're a kofir. I'm not really, but you're almost a kofir for saying something like that. Because you can't be firmer than the Torah. If the Torah said Acharam Lahatos, and there's Bit Levarov, so how could you come along and be machmir against what the Torah said explicitly? Is that sounds like you're saying, you know, you don't trust and believe in the perfection of the Torah system. So that really strengthens our question in Rashi, because why would Chazal then do something that is deemed to be against this? So what's the approach to Rashi that's called Isser, Aide Bittel?
Yeah. In the Rashi on Beis Mavei say this idea about to be
Mishmeres?
No, I'm saying with the heter adif line.
Koch
heter adif. Yeah. Koch heter adif. Yeah. Koch
heter adif. Everyone could be machmir on anything, right? So what should koch heter adif? That's more like in terms of psak halacha. The what gives? What let's say who's a more confident posek? The posek who's matir and makil, or the posek who's machmir? So, but it's still true, right? But I mean, that Rashi doesn't seem that mean to be saying that you can be machmir anything you want and not think about it. Just saying, in terms of what we believe to be more confident decision.
It's also
be lachol chil, exactly. So that's valid, exactly. Very good. So that's dalam rabbis, that there's a concept of eim evatlan iser lechachila, and that also is a discussion of it's a din derabbanan din deraisa. The Rajba says Rav Yisham says it's a din derabbanan. The Ravid says it's a din deraisa. You guys will get to it dalam rabbis. So that's exactly what Rav Elchanan says. But Noam's saying that he draws the two points together. That okay, we'll explain why that case is unique. That the Pesach Tshuva said that you're a kofar if you don't rely on bittel. Maybe that's only talking about bittel min b'shein omino, but Chazal did set up gedarim to. We're not saying we're not relying on bittel. We don't believe in bittel. We're just saying that we prefer to not use it if we have an option out. And the same idea of eim avalanis l'chachila is a similar point. That means that bittel only works b'dievet. You're not allowed to say, you know, I want to make chicken soup and it needs to be, for whatever reason, I have to put in a little bit of this trefos into the chicken soup, but it's okay because it's batel b'shishim. You're not allowed to do that, because even though in the end of the day, when it falls in, minat Torah, it's batel, and you could eat it, but you can't set that up, bitul chachila, we want to avoid that. See what the svara for that is. A similar svara, so Rav Elchanan says that even though we have bitul, and technically you could eat this, so he introduces the concept which he coins the terminology, and other Elchanan have it also, explain what it means, that there's still something that's called the sibas ha-isser, meaning that the isser, in terms of how we view it, our hanhaga, when we look at this thing, we say it's mutter. But even though we say it's mutter, and we treat it as mutter, the original cause, the original spiritual force behind it, that the Torah said is usser, can never go away. You technically are allowed to eat it, but that doesn't, bittel doesn't change the metaphysical makeup of this item and say that it's no longer existent and it's not beitzah shel olah liyamdif, or not an avela. Well, we could try to explain what, maybe different than what exactly, where else you see this idea, but I think it relates to another idea that Rav Elchanan says, and that there's really two parts to every yisr. There's the fact that Hashem said, don't do this. There's the merit that a person's rebelling against the Bono Shalom by being over on his yisurim. And then there's the spiritual reality of not only don't do this, and if I do it, Hashem's angry with me, but if I do it, I've also ruined my neshama, and even more, you know, I caused, according to, you know, if you learn the Nefesh HaChayim, it caused kilkulim in olam asal yonim. I destroyed spiritual worlds by whatever that means, by eating dvar isser. So every isser has two aspects to it. There's Hashem said don't and I won't, and then there's, even without Hashem saying I don't and I won't, there's something inherently spiritually wrong with these things, and that's what he says. He uses to explain the avos kept the Torah. The avos kept the Torah kodesh shenina, but we find that they had exceptions. So he says that they had the sibas ha-isser without the tzivoy, meaning they were keeping the Torah because they understood that these inherently are good and bad things to do. But since Hashem didn't command them explicitly, so then therefore, like the Ramban says, that the Yisurei, they of us only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. What's Pshat? Because if it's about the tzivoy that Hashem says, so Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlar, it's all the same. If it's about tapping into like the spiritual underpinnings of all the mitzvos and all the lavim, so maybe we could split between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar. But Rav Elchanan says over here that even though it's batel and you can eat it, and Minat Torah you can eat it, but since there is the concept of the Isser, the underpinnings of the Isser still exist, so we want to avoid, if we can, midirabbanan, ash tachlenu isser betachlenu beheter, and therefore it's not batel. And then he uses that to explain probably like the most complicated, but most, one of the most important issues in bittel, which is the concept of chol veneer, according to some Rishonim, that if something is batel at one point, but then the threshold changes, and you now more Isser comes in, so according to a lot of Rishonim, depending on different cases and when it applies, we re-reverse bittel. We can undo bittel. So Rav Elchanan says, how do you do that? If the Isser was totally neutralized and it's not there anymore, legamri, so then any more Isser can't kick back in the original thing. But if the idea of bittel is that our hanhaga is we treat it as heter, but dormant lying is still the quote-unquote sibas Isser, so we can understand how it could rehabilitate itself and come back up. And that's the same idea why we don't want to cause that lechachila. Because the Torah said this is going to be our way of, whatever reason bittul applies, our way of getting through these problems of sfeikos, but don't cause it yourself. So that all makes a lot of sense for bittul. But now Rashi said on Dal Amin Aleph that for the same exact reason why it's not batel, it's also not mutter and a suffix. So that's a little more difficult, because something derabbanan lakula, so where's the you know, dormant isser and something derabbanan lakula? So for Rashi, you have to say, and I guess you have to say, I think you have to say this for, I was bothered by this, I think you have to say this for everybody, that something derabbanan lakula doesn't mean that it's just total free-for-all, and that the isser derabbanan doesn't exist anymore, and you could be mekel because it doesn't exist. It's the same thing we say with bittel. The derabbanan don't want us to, whatever reason they set it up this way, when they made their gzeros, they didn't want it to be too difficult in b'makom safek, you don't have to be machiach yourself so much, so therefore you can be mekel. That doesn't mean that the gzera doesn't exist. It means that they gave you a way out. So the underpinning and the cause of the gzera is still there. So if you can avoid relying on something derabbanan lakula, then it's better too. The problem with that is that there are Rishonim that say that the whole idea of something derabbanan lakula isn't just like you're stuck, and since you're stuck, you know, then you could be mekel because it's only the derabbanan. But the way that Rishonim seem to say it is that b'chia gavna lo tiknu. The Gzeir doesn't, they made a takana, this is how they said it. Chazal said, the following, you know, Beit HaShinol, the Biyantif is, what's a bad example, but you know, something that's not a davishish lamatirin. And it says, Rabishal Akum is usser. We're making gzera right now. But when there's a suffix, our gzera doesn't exist anymore. We repeal our gzera, but makum is fakos. So if that's true, then it's hard to understand davishish lamatirin because unless you say a double, we said, meaning not only did they say, we're not making our takana in this case, but they said, but if it's a case where there's davishish lamatirin and it's not so bad to like to kind of exist, so then it comes right back. Maybe the truth is that Rashi in Brachos on Yud-Tes, I think, by the Sugi of Kavod HaBrios, he really sounds like that's the pshat in Sabbath Yom, but on the Kula. Achronim say it, but it really is Rashi, and the Ramban says it in Sefer HaMitzvos, because the Ramban says in the Rambam, right, the Rambam famously says that all the Rabbanans fall under Los Asser. So the Ramban says, well, if that's true, then why is Safik Durban on the Kula? Every Safik Durban is really Safik Durais of Los Asar. So the Ramban says, and don't say this really bad Svara of that the Chazal only, really that's true, it's a good question, and we should be Machmir. But Chazal said the Gzer doesn't exist, but Makum Safik, so then it's not that you're being over Los Asar, it's that Chazal repealed the whole Gzer. So he says, don't say that bad Svara, because it's a bad Svara. And the Mefarsh from the Sefer Mitzvah say, no, it is a good Svara. That's exactly what the Rambam will answer. And the Rashi and Brachos on Yud Tes say it. So if you say that Mahalach, it's harder to understand in this Gemara why we'd apply Davashish Lamatirin, because the whole Gzera doesn't apply at all. But what Rashi seems to be saying over here is that just like Bittul is an Hanhaga that we could say, let's treat it as its Mutter, even though you know we can't deny the Isser somewhere still exists. So too, but on the Kula, we can move forward. We can't be stuck and live our lives stuck by based on the Dura, but on the Kula all the time. But you're able to move forward, you know, b'diavad type way. So therefore, when you can avoid it, let's avoid it. So that's Rashi, and that's the one I think we did justice in explaining them. And there are a lot of nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ran. I don't want to go through all of them. It's just they try to tie it into a lot of cases. But if you look through the main simon in Shulchan Aruch, discuss the Darvish Yishlam Atir, and the simon in Yoredei, and simon Kuf Beis, the whole simon is devoted to Darvish Yishlam Atir. I mean, the main nafkamina is that what the Ran is trying to explain why we have a distinction between min v'mino and min v'sheino v'mino. But one nafkamina that is given is a famous case. There's a famous machlokes rishonim that the Rama quotes here in the simon. Where does he quote it? In the beginning of the simon. The Rama quotes two deos whether or not chametz is a davar sheish lo matirin. Why is chametz not batel on Pesach? Is it because of Davar Sheish Lamatirin, or because a special Chumra de Chametz, other reasons? So why would Chametz, would or would not be a Davar Sheish Lamatirin? On one hand, Davar Sheish Lamatirin because the Isra only applies for 7 days, and then it magically disappears when Pesach ends. But why would it be, that's why it would be Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Why would it not be Davar Sheish Lamatirin? Because the Rishonim say the Isra comes back again on its own a whole year later. Isra Chametz is that Beit Shalom the Yantif. Beitza is Aser. It's Mutter tomorrow, and it's going to stay Mutter the Olam Vayed.
It's still Rashi's Svara, though.
It's still Rashi's Svara, right, exactly. All right, so that's an Afkamina, meaning that's what people say, that's what Samachon, that we'll explain in a minute, but it's a Beitza or a Matir Nether, so once the Chacham is Matir my Nether, then there's no way for it to become Aser again unless they take a new Nether. Chametz, it's Chosli Sur L'Shan HaBas, so a lot of Achonim explain, if you say Rashi's Svara, so we don't care that it's going to come back to be Aser, you know, 365 minus 7 days later, because right now Pesach I can't eat it, but Tachlena Beheter tomorrow. But according to the Ran, maybe you could argue, maybe you don't view it as going to be Mutter in the future and not clashing with the Heter, because it's going to end up becoming Aser, going in and out constantly of Isser. So maybe you view it more as a Dvaris. So there's other ways of explaining Chametz, more about Chametz issues. But there's other Nafkaminas they all are discussed here. But the one glaring question that we still have left on Rashi is, how do we see the answer to the Ran's question? Why is there a distinction between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino? Right? Min b'mino, right? The Gemara is clear. It's hard to get around them. There are Gemaras that are pretty clear. There's that distinction. There is a riff that... there's a Gemara that's in Beitza later, on the end of Beitza, Lama Tess, the Ran Dizel, that's problematic for this idea. So the Raj, I think the Rajba says in the riff that he learned that it's Machlokas HaSugyas, and he really holds that Davar Sheish Lamatirin is not batel both in min b'mino and min b'eno mino. But that's, I think, a big chiddush that people don't accept. So if Rashi's not going to take that route, what route's going to say? Why would Ach Tachlena B'Is or Tachlena B'Heter only be true in Min B'Mino? It should equally be true in Min B'She'eno Mino. Right? If I mix the eggs, not up with themselves, but I mix the eggs up with the soup, so how come that all of a sudden becomes Mutter? That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That's clear. Where does he say that? Where does he say that? Called them Shmatim from Beit Shlomo Biyantiv. In Misar Bacheres Ben Shlim Vein Trufa. In a Batela Filav Elaf and Stavim Lo Biyantiv. In Misar, where does he say that? Where does he say that? Says it somewhere in here in Shulchan Aruch. If it gets mixed in with it's Eino Mino, it's Batel and Shishim. So the other way to go, and that really fits in with what Rashi said and what Rav Elchanan said, is that whole idea that I just presented, that really there is somewhat of Isser here, that's only true in a Tarovis Min B'Mino. But Min B'Sheino Mino, the way Bitlin, there's a lot of Raya. So this is the way Bitlin of Shishim, and there's actually a Raya from another Yehuda, like Noam said in Bitlin of Chachila, the another Yehuda says that Bitlin of Chachila only applies daraisa according to some Mishonim in Min B'Mino. But if it's Min B'Sheino Mino, since the Bitl of Shishim is so strong that it undoes the entire Isser, removes all the time, there's no remnant of Isser there, there's nothing left. It's absolutely nothing left, and it's such a strong Bitl, so we don't have to have the Svar of the Rabbanon of Tachlano B'Isser. And the Tosos Rush in Ba'Metzia, in Perek Hazav, I think a Nun comes up with the Nun Bez, I think. So Tosos Rush in Ba'Metzia basically says this point. I don't think he says it for Rashi, but he gives the Svarah. But there's another Svar that's given. I'll leave this as homework because I can't really figure it out. So maybe you can figure it out. The Shach quotes the Shach and the Taz. The Taz says, I don't know why he says this, just say like the Ran. But the reason why you have to say this is because Rashi can't say like the Ran. So the Shach quotes in the Torah's Chatas the following line of why we make this distinction, and we could help try to think about it. Where is it? Let's find it. Okay, so it's the Shach Kuf Beis Sifkat and Dalin right there on that Shulchan Aruch when it says the Inam Inam Batila B'Shishim. Afgav the Inyan Beri B'Chaticha Rodes Gabit In Chilik. Other things that are not Batal, we say they're equally not Batal. Both Min B'Mino and Min B'Shino Mino, like things that are Chashiv, like we saw on the bottom of Gimel and Beis. That's true in every Tarovis of this. Like the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, Shiny Hacha. The Ein HaChashivas Mitzara Isser Atmo. The reason why Darvish Shlomatir is not Batal is because, not because it, this thing is more Chashiv, like would be true in the Darvish of Minyan type things. Eler Ma'achar Shailo Heter Acharkach. The reason here is not because of Chashivas, rather because what it's going to be in the future. Lo Ratzu Chachamim Lihis Batal. Fine, that's why, like Rashi, Chacham didn't want it to be Batal. V'cholshin is Arev Shalom Bimino. Ein HaHeter Nikra Al HaDavar HaAsr. The heter that's going to come out is not, I can't even translate it. And heter nikol davar aser is not the heter that comes out when we say we're going to call this whole tarovis mutter. It's not called that on top of the davar aser. Ella al shem davar shenis arev bo. Vabi kemosh ein lo matirin. So you could argue and try to read it in Tosfos Rashi. What he's saying is that the heter is not, when it's Mimimino, we view like the heter as overriding the Isser, and the Isser is still there. But here, it's called Al Shem Shinis Ariv, but it gets so lost in the Enomino, but then his Lashon is Vahavi Kamisha Enlo Matirin. And that wouldn't follow to say that it should say that it's like it doesn't exist. But it says that it's, we treat it like an Misha Enlo Matirin. But his Lashon is just the way the Bittel seem to be work is differently. When it's Minis Ariv Mimino, then it's based on the heter being called Al Davar Aser. But when it's Shalom Mimino, it's when it's Shalom Mino, it's Al Shem Darish in his Arivo. It gets the name of what it's mixed into, and then egg mixing in to the soup or the wine. So, I mean, I'm not the first one to have difficulty with this. It's Taurus Chatos that he's quoting from. So you could take some time to think about it before you go to sleep, maybe, and get back to everyone. So that's Kuf Beis Dalet. So that's a little bit of an open-ended question for Rashi. Of why he'd have the distinction between Min B'Mino and Mishaino Mino. And another big issue that comes up, this relates to now our Tosas, just to quickly close, our Tosas Gilman B's, is the Gemara says Bittel doesn't apply and Safed Yovan Lekul doesn't apply. Especially if you take Rashi's Svara, that even though technically you have a Heter, right, it's still called Min D'Rabbanan Chila B'Isser, or, you know, Safed Yovan Lekul B'Isser. So what about other type of ways of deciding Sveikos? Right, you have instead of Bittel Barov, you also have Azlin and Basarov, right? Let's say not a case of mixed up Tarovas, but you have a case of, you know, called the Parish Miruba Parish, that you have an egg that, you know, you just found on the street, and you could come up with other such cases where you're relying on following Rov, opposed to being Bittel Barov, where the Gemara and Chulin clearly makes those two dinim distinct. Or another example is Sveik Sveika, right? What would you say about a Sveik Sveika in Davar Sheish Lamatir? So that's really what comes out of this Tosos. Tosos says on Acheros Bacheros, takes to even figure out what he's talking about is takes the work. If you see the other we showed him, you'll see why he's saying it, because it's a big issue that he's trying to avoid saying. So leaving out the details of what the Gemara, what is kashus in the Gemara's Vachim, but basically the Gemara's Vachim seems to say that if you have a sfik, sfik of a tarovis, it's mutter. So how come here we don't treat it as a sfik, sfik of a tarovis? Meaning, beit shenol biyantif, sfik beit shenol biyantif, sfik one. Sfik two is that it gets mixed into other beitzos. So now any beitz that I pull out, I have a sfik, sfik of. Maybe this is not the beitz that was nolly, the sfik beitz that was nolly and yantif. Maybe it was a beitz that was for sure nolly last week. And even if it is, that itself is a sfik. So why not follow six feka? So Tosu says, I would follow six feka, and therefore you have to read the Gemara that it's going on the Vadai, or the Riyah is a way of reading the Gemara that it's going on the... You could still have that Girsa, but a still way of explaining it. But the whole upshot of the Tosu is that we would apply six feka here, but what's going on is that you don't have a six feka. Now there are two major issues that we Rishonim think with this Tosu. Implied from this Tosu is that you could apply six feka. Some Rishonim say... That's because we don't apply sfik sfik in the Darvish Yishlam Atirin. And therefore, that's why you can be Gorei Sacheres Ve'acheros even in the Safik, because even if it is a sfik sfik, just like we'll be Machmer in Darvish Yishlam Atirin, by Bittel, we'll be Machmer by sfik sfik. That's one reason not to. Another reason not to is what the Rashba has a very long and complicated discussion here, and he has a further discussion in Taras Abayas. That's why it's such a big issue, which is because big issue in Hechos Trefos, which is called, it's termed, the Rishonim term it is Safik Echad Beguf, Safik Echad Betarovis. Is this really a good Sfeik Sfeika? There are two Sfeikos. Maybe this is Nolad yesterday, maybe this is Nolad today, Safik Nolad Biyantif, and maybe this is, the one that I'm pulling out is not the one that I had the original Safik about. So, those are two different Sfeikos, two different categories of Sfeikos. One's a Safik in the Guf HaDavar, what its status is. The other is a Safik not due to the status of this thing, but just a suffix because it's mixed in. Practically, when I pull it out, so the Rashba clearly doesn't have a problem of saying sfik sfika because of Darvish Yishlam Atirin, but does have a problem of saying sfik sfika and sfik echad beguf sfik echad betarovis. So what does he say? The only time we're going to play sfik sfika is like the Gemara in Zvachin, where it's the same exact suffix. They're both sfikos and tarovis. What happens is the ring of Avodah Zarah gets mixed in to one pile, so that's one suffix. Any one of those rings I'm going to pull out, maybe it's a Avodah Zarah, maybe it's not. That whole pile, or part of that pile, gets mixed in to another pile. So now what's that second suffix? More of a chance that if I pull out any ring, not only now my suffix is it the ring of Avodah Zarah, maybe it wasn't even belonging to the first pile in the first place. So the Rashba says those are both sfeikos in Tarovis. They're the same type of suffix. We can be machmir. But suffix echad beguf, suffix echad betarovis, we can. And why not, he says? Safik beguf, right? Let's say safik trefa. What do we say about a safik trefa? What's the psak? If I have a safik trefa deraisa, the psak is safik deraisa l'chumra. So I passed on that safik trefa right now. As soon as I had that safik, it's usser. Then it falls into other stuff, and I pull it out and say sfik sfika. I already passed on that it's usser. So now when I drop it into something else, I say, we know it's not really usser, because it's only suffix usser. Now I have another suffix. The Rashba seems to be saying that both the sfeikos have to happen at the same time. I have to be able to deal with them at the same time. Halachic time. Obviously, you're dealing with them at the same time. Same halachic time. But if it's suffix echad beguf, suffix echad betarovis, I pass in one shayla. It's a suffix, suffix deres l'chumra. Or it's a suffix derbaran, but darvish yesh l'matirin l'chumra. Then it falls in. So I can't go back to what I already did. But Toso seems to have no problem. And the way that it's explained in a lot of the Achronim is that they're basically arguing about the two basic understandings of Sfik Sfika. And that's the Rashba L'Shitas. The Rashba L'Shitas, the Rashba L'Tshuva, in Siman Taf Aleph, very famous Rashba, says that Sfik Sfika works like a rov. We spoke about a little bit last night, but not to go into all the details, but it works like a rov, not, it's probably your expertise, not a rov in percentage-wise, but what do they call that in statistics? The blackboard rov? What's that called? You know what I'm talking about? It's like some fancy name for some blackboard rove or blackboard. It's not rove. There's no percentage in the world. There's no more percentage that it's going to be mutter or not. But if you write out your halachic possibilities on the blackboard, so you have four possibilities in every six feka, and more of them, the majority of them, three out of the four, are going to be mutter. Only one option is that if this is, let's say in this case, it's the exact, the beitz it was nolad on Shabbos, and this is the one I picked up, but only those things, those two possibilities, then it would be usher. So if it's based on a rove, so then we would need them to both happen at the same time, that I could have the rov in front of us. But The other way of explaining Sfeik Sveika is the Ra'ah and the Rambam, and that is that if you hold like the Rambam, that Sfeik D'Oraisa, the Chumra is only a Din D'Rabbanan, Minat Torah, even on a Sfeik D'Oraisa, that can be Mekel. Fine, that's one Sfeik. So one Sfeik, I'm only being Machmir D'Rabbanan. Then another Sfeik comes, that it's just regular Sfeik D'Rabbanan Lakula. If that's true, then I don't need that to happen in the same halachic time, because we're assessing it anyway based on the halachic principles of Paskin Sveiko. So I could say, Safik Echad Begaruf, so that means Safik Derabana, Safik Deraisa Lechumra, which is only Din Derabana. Safik Echad Betarovis, my Safik Derabana now fell into a Tarovis, so I could be Matur. So they do apply that. If you want to look into this more, there's a Rashba here, the Tosa Rush, and the Rashba Taras the Bias here, they quoted here in the footnote, Bias Dalad, Shar Beis, but there are Rishonim explicitly who reject this based on the principles. We don't say Sveik Sveika in Davish Kishlam Atirin, which would point to that also being Atch Techlano Be'eser, but the Rashba himself, just to end, says explicitly that it's not true. That even at Davish Kishlam Atirin, we say Sveik Sveika. Why? He says, Cholshu B'Sveik Sveika Heter Gomer Mishabin Lay. That's not Atch Techlano Be'eser in any form. That's Heter Gomer. And the way this Rashba really fits in with some other Rishonim, and Soloveitchik proved this from the Rishonim, the whole idea in Sveik Sveika is that it's not just mutter, like a hanhaga, that you could treat it as mutter. The way he said it, and the rias to this, is there's not even a leidus hasafik at all. Every other principle of rov, and every other way we decide sveikos, is that we have a suffix, we're stuck, there's a problem here. The way we solve our problem is we follow rov, or we apply bitl barov, or we follow chazaka. The way Sveik Sveika works, it's such a strong heter, that we end up saying that we never even had a suffix to begin with. There's not even a shayla. It uproots the entire shayla. You never had a leidus ha-suffix. You never had any reason to think, oh, maybe I should be machmir here, and that would fit very nicely with this Rashba, that we don't say davish yesh l'matirin, it's heter gomer. There's never a suffix. Only when there's a suffix, and then we're proceeding, we say ashi techlan abisser. But if you don't need to proceed on the suffix, it just disappeared, so then we could apply sfeik sveikos. So this Rashba is a very, keep it in your pocket, it's a very important, there's a big, big shas, so again, really the main place is Beitzah, so.